Is it difficult for you to ask for help? For many of us, I'm afraid it is. We want to be able to do whatever it is ourselves. We got it, no help needed. But is that really always the case? No, we all need help sometimes. For all the busybody types watching this, how many times have you really wanted help with something? You needed help, but didn't ask for it. Someone might even say, "Can I do anything?" Your reply, "No, no, I got it." But do we really got it? No, we don't. And then we get all bent out of shape because we did it all by ourselves. Repeat after me, I need help. It's true. We all need help sometimes, but why is it so hard to ask for it? For me, I want you to think I got it all under control. I learned this long ago, and still I am learning this. I fall into the no one can do it like me category, which falls under pride and control. Hey, at least I'm aware, Lord give me strength. As soon as I think I have a good, healthy awareness of it, man, I can fall right back into an unhealthy pattern of not asking for help. I've recently really struggled with a decision I needed to make. I kept going back and forth about it. I was praying about it, but still had no rest. One day I would be on one side and the next I would be on the other. It was driving me crazy. I needed peace and I needed to just make a decision and move forward. I needed help. My youngest one day before school was reading a daily devotion, and this was the verse she read, Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy and with my song I praise him. After she read that, my husband looked at me and said, "That just might be your answer." I took that to heart and spent some time that morning with the Lord in Psalm 28. Do you know what that entire chapter is about? Rejoicing in answered prayer. What God showed me that day was I was once again clinging more to fear and control than trusting the Lord with which way I needed to go in that decision. I was reminded my strength is not from me. I am not my best protector. The Lord is my strength and my shield. And as I trust, he shepherds and guides me in all my ways. He helps me. And once I surrender all of that fear and control, the worry and fretting is gone. What overwhelmed my heart in that moment was joy, peace, awareness of how I wasn't trusting the Lord. And as I lay that down, my heart was full of praise. I had asked the Lord to help me make the decision. But what I hadn't done was to let go and actually trust him with the outcome. Once I did that, he helped me. Or maybe the better way to put it is I trusted him too. If you're struggling with a decision today, stop asking everybody else for an answer. Spend some time in prayer and ask God what his will is. As you trust him and let go of your own fear and control, he will be there to help. That's the truth. Trust the Lord with all you face today and have joy knowing he'll guide you in the right decision. I'm Lori Klein.